This is Patrick Hart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Viva Guadalupe. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond on Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm Bill Snyder, your host, and today my guest is a very good friend of mine, Rich Sosa. He is also the founder of 1010 Adventures, LLC. And their mission is that they believe that Jesus came to bring life and live life to the full. They believe going outside and experiencing God's awesome creation through running, hiking, and other adventures is the best way to experience God himself. They're dedicated to creating events that are physically challenging, spiritually enriching, and set apart from the world. Their inaugural race is the Via Dolorosa Trail Marathon at Holy Hill, which takes place on Saturday, March 24th, 2018 in Hubertus, Wisconsin, along the scenic Ice Age Trail. So, Rich, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for spending time here on Patchwork Heart Radio. Young Catholics Respond with me.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's talk a little bit about you founding this 1010 Adventures, because it seems really cool exactly what you're doing here.
Oh, yeah. This is a brand new venture of our family and of the church. It's something that, you know, was very, very, very much a working of the Holy Spirit, I believe. You know, this is something that 5 years ago wouldn't have happened. Okay, so it's all in God's time. And just a little history about me. You know, I grew up running. You know, at the age of 13, I ran all throughout high school. I ran competitively in college for a year, and then in my early 20s, I was actively running marathons. Took a few years off, and then as I was a young man married, my wife and I were running marathons as well. And I mean, running has always been a part of my life, and it's something that was absent of my life for about 9 years. And so, you know, recently in the last year, by the grace of God, I was able to get back into it. And there's a whole story behind that. But as I found myself running again, getting outside, and the kind of running that I really, really enjoy, that is almost, it's prayerful, it's worshipful, is trail running. Being outside in these parts of Wisconsin, out in New Mexico, whatever, God, there's so much God created beauty in this world, and there's nothing like trail running on these single track trails in the mountains, in the woods, in northern Wisconsin, near Holy Hill, whatnot. And so this is something I'm very passionate about. It brings me, you know, just so much joy. And I know it does for other people too. And so 1010 Adventures LLC was just something that I felt like I was being called to do, to be able to provide these events that really put the focus back to God, back to the Creator. And, you know, something that is able to allow people of different faiths, whether you're Christian, whether you're not, whether you're just whether you're a competitive runner or whatnot, people from all different walks to be able to come together and share it in the beauty of an event like this in a beautiful setting. So we created 1010 Adventures to be able to come up with these events. You know, and the Via Dolorosa Trail Marathon is the first one we're taking on. And let me tell you, it's got a lot of momentum, a lot of interest from all sorts of people from all over the country, from different businesses and apostolates and you know, people of different running abilities. So we're excited. It's going to be pretty epic.
Yeah.
Marathon that, that I think is just going to continue to grow in interest.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me, we live in a society in today's world where, everyone is plugged into these devices and, living life to the full, kind of, as you mentioned, getting back to the basics, getting outside, being with the creator who created this beautiful world, running, hiking, being outdoors. There's just something about it, right? That is very peaceful and very wholesome to be with God in his creation that is created for us, right? It's created for us. He made it for us to enjoy and live life to the full. So it's a great name. What do you see, as people are contacting you and maybe in your own inspiration, what do you see, the benefits, the fruits of spirituality that come from running or being outdoors or, being with God in nature? What are those fruits in somebody's life that occur?
Oh, I think it goes beyond our own understanding of what God created us for. I mean, obviously in the catechism, we were created to love, to know, and to serve God. But beyond that, there's so much more and about ourselves. And I think one of the things that that people struggle with is that God created us in all his glory, and he delights in us, and he made us a masterpiece, as in, like it says in Ephesians, we're these masterpieces made by this creator. But we don't see ourselves like that. We tend to downplay what we are and who we are in our life, and sometimes we take on this identity that is a lie. We're not good enough. We lack worth, whatever. And I think when you're able to get involved in running and getting outside and being in communion with creation. And I know that sounds kind of, flower child, like whatever, but it's true. I'm running on the dirt and my feet hitting the dirt and landing on a rock and hearing that crunch of the leaves or the pine needles and the squish of the mud and all these things, just if you're just listening to the sound, it's a beautiful thing. And so we were, like you said, we were created for this, and to have that realization, to feel fully alive in the midst of God's creation is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful feeling, and it's more than a feeling, but it's a beautiful acknowledgement of God being in our midst. Okay. And this is where I've come to with running. When I first started running, I was very far from having a relationship with God. So it really was a different orientation towards the sport. I just want to call it a sport. It was about me. It was about my accomplishments, and it was very one-sided. But like, now, and speaking with different people and different runners, and what they experience when they run, and how running is able to be a bridge between them and God, and create this. This activity of you could call it prayer, because I know many people, including myself, who pray while they run, who find this to be a very spiritual experience. You know, it's a beautiful thing, and what I'm finding out is that you know, when we're able to take part in these things, especially these longer endurance runs like marathons, ultra marathons, half marathons, whatnot, where you are going to experience pain, you are going to experience some sort of suffering, you are going to deny yourself comfort for yeah. hours on end, you know, because I mean, I just did a marathon on Monday and it took me 5 hours on the trails. I wiped out a few times. I rolled my ankle more than I can count. But there's a beauty about finishing it and knowing that God got you through it, and knowing that you were capable of more than you thought you were capable of. But God knows you're capable of it. He created you. He created you for greatness. And so, you know, it's one of those things where you're able to come to this marathon or any marathon and able to set out in a goal and accomplish it fast or slow, you know, uninjured or you know, on the brink of complete exhaustion, whatever it might be, you know, it comes back to God. Even if that's not in reality, it comes back to God. So I think for many people, it is a affirmation of their faith. It is an affirmation of His existence, and that strengthens us. And there's so much grace that comes from that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You've got just an amazing worldview, especially with the way you're describing the benefits of running. You know, one of the lines that I always take notes as I'm talking with people, so that I can, you know, actively listen and respond. And one of the wonderful lines you know mentioned in this is that, you know, we often downplay our worth. And that's a really cool insight into our current culture, and how then you just went through and described, you know, this running and how it restores our worth, you know, through the struggle, through the pain, through the all this stuff. It is restoring our belief in God. It's giving us a purpose and a direction, right? Running has a purpose and direction to reach, especially in a marathon, to reach the finish line. There is a goal. So yeah, you can call it a sport, right? And when you reach that goal, you know, it's a lot like our spiritual journeys on earth, right? Even St. Paul talks about, you know, a race being a you know, important thing, and saying, oh, I have finished the race. I've, you know, run the fight, you know, run well, but there's a lot of people who haven't. And so this opportunity that many people are going to experience and have at Holy Hill on the Via Dolorosa trail marathon is going to be awesome. And Rich, you know, these interviews fly by. I wish I could, you know, talk with you for 2 hours, but it doesn't work like that. I have to take a break. And as soon as I come back from the break, we'll continue for another little bit talking about the more in depth about the trail marathon and how people can sign up and get involved, be sponsors and all that good stuff, because this is such a great cause. So right back after these messages here on Young Catholics Respond on Patchwork Heart Radio. Stay tuned.
Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now. Now back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm Bill Snyder, and today I'm continuing my conversation with my good friend Rich Sosa, and he is the founder of 1010 Adventures, LLC, which is sponsoring an inaugural race, the Via Dolorosa Trail Marathon, which is at the beautiful site of Holy Hill in Hubertus, Wisconsin, and on March 24th, 2018. So believe it or not, it is creeping up on us here, and kind of a perfect time to promote it, perfect time to get it out there. And Rich, I want to talk about the site of Holy Hill, because I have listeners all over the globe who probably now need to Google Holy Hill. But tell me about why you chose Holy Hill for the site. What is Holy Hill? Maybe just a quick little background on that as well, and just this beautiful setting. I mean, I've been there, but fill us in.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Holy Hill National Shrine of Mary, Help of Christians, is a beautiful site in Wisconsin. It's one of the most visited sites in all of Wisconsin, whether it's a state park, a state forest, or a shrine, a religious shrine. People from all walks of life, all faiths, go to Holy Hill because of its natural beauty and because of the spiritual beauty of the place, of the basilica, of the ground, and then the surrounding forest area around it. So in that Holy Hill area is a trail. It's called the Ice Age Scenic Trail. The Ice Age Scenic Trail is a trail that circumferences the entire state of Wisconsin. It's over 1,000 miles long. Volunteers from all over various counties in Wisconsin over many, many years have worked tirelessly, worked very hard to put this trail together. Okay, so it's a work of volunteers. It's a labor of love, really, for thousands of people. This trail is just so beautiful. And throughout this area, when you're running on this trail, especially in Holy Hill, maybe six or seven times, you're going to see the peaks of the basilica from miles. You might be 3 or 4 miles away, but you can still see it because of Holy Hill. It's called Holy Hill for a reason, because the basilica is set on a hill in one of the highest points of all Wisconsin. Okay, and I run there very often. So Mondays, I'm a youth minister and worship leader on the weekends, and on Mondays on my day off, my wife and I have been going out to Holy Hill. For mass, for hiking and whatnot. And we take the nice drive out, we get our coffee, we go out there and we go running, and I had been thinking about this for quite some time, years actually, on the penitential aspect of running. Okay. Redemptive suffering aspect of running. And something came to me, and it was, whoa, imagine running this route in a marathon setting on Good Friday, okay, on the day of the Lord's passion, okay, and crucifixion, the day that Christians all over the world set apart, where there is no mass that day. It's a day very different from others. And so long story short, looked into it and realized Good Friday was not going to work to put on an event like this. So what would be the second best time to do it? And really, it's really not the second best, but it would be Holy Week kickoff. So with talking to Holy Hill and Father Don Brick and facilities over there, they said, you know what, let's do this on Palm Sunday weekend on that Saturday morning. you know, right before the vigil Palm Sunday Mass. And so looked into it and prayed about it, and it just worked out perfectly. So the setting is very difficult. If you've never been on the Ice Age Trail, or maybe you're familiar with some trail running, this is a very diverse course in that we start off at the top of Bowie Hill, and we got a nice easy downhill for about a mile and a half, and then you set off into the Low Lake Ice Age Trail, and you know, it's pretty flat, grassy plains, prairie for a mile, and then you get into these like really hard downhill switchbacks. You really gotta keep your eye on the footing, and just with a little bit of rain, you're bound, the trail's bound to turn into mud and slush and whatnot. So the course is going to be rocky. The course is, there's going to be rocks and roots, leaves, branches. But it's very well-groomed trail anyway, well-marked, and a lot of different changes in elevation. So you might be going down 1 minute, and then you're going up another minute. And if you go to our website, run1010.com, you'll see some elevation maps on there, and you'll be able to get a link to Map My Run that shows the actual course. Run1010.com has a lot of really good information that runners who are going to register for this are going to see. They're going to help them become familiar with the course, even if they're coming from South Carolina or Iowa and they can't run the course prior to this. It'll give them an idea of, you know, how to train, you know, what kind of hill work training to do, and you know, the technical aspect of the course. So with all that being said, you know, the Via della Rosa, which literally means the way of suffering, it's perfect. It's kind of humorous as a runner, because you know, all right, once you know what it means, you're like, all right, it's going to be a tough course. And for example, I'm just getting back into running. I'm a 4-hour road marathoner. I decided on my day off this past Monday, you know what, I'm going to run the whole marathon course just to see how long it takes me, to see what it would do to me. And it took me 5 hours to complete it. I fell twice, rolled down a hill once, rolled my ankle about 5 times. There's going to be some challenges. And yeah, had I fallen one more time to make it 3 times, that would have been pretty providential, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, the Via della Rosa. Yeah.
So I would have broken down into tears. As it was, I was in a lot of pain. And when I woke up Tuesday, I'm like, oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I hit myself there. So there's a lot to look forward to. People who tend to run trail runs and are into trail running are listening to me right now saying, ooh, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Well, no. It's a beautiful analogy for our faith, and one that I hope many listeners will take us or take you up on, is to run this, race. And so,
well, faith is near, isn't
it? It is.
Our faith adventure. People say, oh boy, if I give my life to God, if I give my life to Jesus, my life is going to be boring. No, that is the farthest thing from the truth. If you give your life completely to God, it is going to be the greatest adventure you have in life. And so, yes, you're right. This is just a little analogy that happens over one day, but it's an adventure, and we purposely made it that way.
Absolutely. So just, you want to make sure you go to the website, folks. It is run1010. The numbers 1010.com. And when you go there, you'll have a, you know, huge overview of everything that is, you know, all about 1010 Adventures, but also all about the Via della Rosa Marathon. And you can register for it. It's $60 for an individual, and then you can do a running team, a marathon team, which is providentially named as well, the Jesus and Simon running team. That's $110 per team. So, also talk to us. I know that you're looking for sponsors as well, Rich. So, tell us a little bit about, how other people can get involved and sponsor this great race.
Yeah. And also I'd like to mention that there is a half marathon, category for people who aren't quite ready for the marathon or who have never done a trail marathon. They can sign up for the half and see how they like it. So, and actually, I would say right now, 60% of our entrants are running the half marathon. That seems to be the go-to distance right now. So,
oh, nice.
If you go to run1010.com on our sponsor page, and you'll see a link for sponsors at the top. It'll tell you all about our sponsorship packages and what how you can get involved as a sponsor and what, as 1010 Adventures, what we can do for you to get your business or organization out there. There are many things we're doing from promotional videos to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We're getting sought after for newspaper publications and different things like that. So when you get attached to this this event as a sponsor with the social media and with the YouTube and with the videos and we're looking actually at doing a small documentary. 1010 Adventures, yes, of course, we are about the Via Dolorosa Trail Marathon. But we're looking at bigger things beyond just the marathon. And one of the things, if you go to the website, there's a link on inspiration. And what we have there are little video vignettes, if you want to call them that, where we highlight different people, different runners of faith who are giving their witness how God has come into their life and connecting it to running. And so we really want to be able to give God glory for all of our abilities, for all the ways in which he works in our life. And we're putting that on our website and, you know, God willing, through his divine providence and his mercy, we're going to be able to put together a documentary that's long lasting. And so, you know, the sponsorship goes beyond just the race, but it goes into these other projects we're doing and that's pretty long lasting. So if you have an apostolate or you're listening and you have a business and whatnot, and you find that this, our organization and these events are the kind of events that you want to be associated with, go to our website, contact us and contact me. There's a contact link on every single page on our website. By all means, give me a call and we can talk about it. I definitely think we can work something out.
Awesome. Awesome stuff, Rich. Thank you so much for doing all you're doing with this. Believe it or not, we're out of time. I wish we could continue this great conversation, but we'll have to have you on after the race is over and as you get ready for that documentary film, because that should be pretty awesome as well. So, I wish you best of luck with this. Thanks for being here on Young Catholics Respond. Again, the website for our listeners is very simply run1010.com. So thanks again, Rich, for being here.
Thank you, Bill. I expect to see you at the start.
Yeah. All right. We'll do that. All right. So this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about this program or Patchwork Heart Ministry, visit patchworkheart.org. That's patchworkheart.org. Or email info@patchworkheart.org.